Let's go to the bizarre line. We've got Alexander in Washington, D.C. Hey, I bet everything, the activity must be unbelievable out there, Alexander.
It's crazy, George. I mean, it's been like that for the past week and a half, 2 weeks now. It's a circus out here right now.
Is it? And it's not getting any warmer out there either, is it?
Oh, no. It's like 5 degrees.
Oh, now. Gosh.
It's crazy. I know you said it was 75 here where you're at.
Yeah, out here in Los Angeles.
70-degree difference. That's funny. But I was calling you this evening because I had a Bigfoot encounter, and I'm telling you, George, the honest goodness truth. Me and my buddies, we actually take an annual trip every year to the Blue Mountains in the Pennsylvania area.
Right.
And we rent a cabin. We do it every year. It's like a guy thing. And this happened, I guess, about a couple months ago. And I've been trying to call and get through to let you know the story, but it's so hard to get through. But anyway, we go up there, and we were in there, and we're just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze or whatever, the guys. And the buddy of mine, he goes into the bathroom. So I had to go, too, so I figured, well, I'd go out to the wood line. So.
Now, this place have plumbing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has running water. And so I thought, well, I figured I'd go out to the wood line. So go out to the wood line. It was kind of nicely moonlit night. And go out there. And buddy of mine, he has a German Shepherd. His name is Max. And Max goes out there. I said, oh, he may have to go too. So come on, Max. We run outside and go out to the wood line. I'm standing out there. And all of a sudden, I look down. I see Max's ears stick up. So I'm thinking, well, maybe here's a deer.
He's unusual for an animal. For a dog, right.
Right. But what he did was he took off back towards the house. So at this point, I'm kind of like, well, let me hurry up and do what I got to do so I can get back into the house.
Yeah, really, quickly.
Right. So then I smell this smell. I know your callers say sometimes they always smell this terrible stench. And first I thought it was a skunk, but I've smelled skunks before. And even in the city in Washington, D.C., you know, we smell skunks or possums or, you know, possums or whatever. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's a skunk. But then it was, like, so strong. I mean, this is, like, the worst smell I ever smoked in my life. So as I'm turning around, I hear, like, this kind of a grunt. And then I hear, like, some shrubs move. And I turn around, George, and this thing is standing, like, not even arm's length away from me.
Oh,
I have a clear view of this thing. It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. This thing was about, I'd have to say, at least 11 and a half to 12 feet tall. It had like a cone-shaped head, but like his forehead was kind of like sloped down a little bit.
Yeah,
his eyes were like deeply sunk into his head to almost like you couldn't even see like the pupils. And his mouth was almost like, I could say almost like ape-like. And he had like no neck and just like just broad, like almost like linebacker-type shoulders. And it was just standing there. I'm looking, and I was frozen. I mean, I could not move at all. And it was like he kind of tilted his head, and he looked. And then it seemed like when I moved to dart back towards the cabin, I turned second, I turned back around, and it was gone. Just that.
So he took off, too?
I took off.
You went one way, he went the other.
I turned around to look and see how far I was from the cabin at first, to see, like, if this thing was to come after me, like, how fast I had to run.
Yeah.
And when I turned around to see if it still was there, it was gone. Just that quick. I didn't hear it take off. I didn't hear it move. It was gone.
Did it look more ape-like than human?
I would have to say so, because its head was kind of cone-shaped, more pointier at the top, and it had like a sloping type. It was almost like an ape. Almost like an ape.
I know you ran out of there, but at any point, did you really feel in danger? Really feel in danger?
I think it was more so because I guess I've never in my life seen anything like that. You know what? It kind of put me in the mind of like a silverback ape, sort of. And no, actually, I didn't feel like I was like threatened or anything. I kind of felt more like, I guess it was more of afraid of me, it seemed like, than I was of it. And that's how I felt. I guess I was more afraid because I hadn't seen anything and it was so tall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is overwhelming. You know what I mean? Like 11, I would say 11 and a half to 12 feet tall.
So you go back and tell your buddies this story, right?
And they are laughing because they do not believe me. And I tell these guys, I said, look, I know we're here for the week, but you know, we may have to cut this kind of short because this thing is out there stalking, it's looking. You know what I mean? I don't want to be anywhere around this place when it comes back.
Yeah, you're ready to go home.
I'm ready to get out of there. You know what I mean? This thing was just so overwhelming, so large, and just, and this is the honest to the truth. I mean, I looked this thing dead in his face, and like I said, his eyes were just kind of like sunk back into his face where you couldn't even see his pupils almost.
Do you ever have a nightmare with this thing?
No, actually, I haven't. Yeah, I tell people the story all the time. They're like, dude, you're right.
I wish you had your cell phone cam with you or something.
George, I would never have been able to take a picture. I was just so frozen. I mean, I think that's why half the time people don't get pictures of these things because, I mean, I guess if you already had a camera set up and you were expecting this thing to come out, maybe so then. But if it just catch you off guard like it did me, there's no way you're going to get a picture.
Were you a Bigfoot believer before you saw this creature?
Oh, and you know what's funny? Like the other day, I was watching something on the History Channel, and they were talking about the Ohio Grassman. I don't know if you're familiar
with
that.
Yeah, oh, sure, absolutely.
And I'm thinking, like, maybe because Pennsylvania being right on the border of Ohio and they're right around the region we were in, I'm thinking, like, maybe it could have been the Grassman post. I don't know if they're the same thing or not, but I'm thinking it could have been the same thing or something because, I mean, this thing looked just like they described this thing, and it just kind of took me back. I'm like, wow, I hope I can get into Coast to Coast and talk to George.
Oh, Alex, that's a great story. But this is the first time I've heard of anybody describing it as 11 feet tall. You know, I've heard 7, 8, 9, but not 11. That's huge.